Inspiring young people and developing leadership skills are goals that are shared by every community and every country. New Zealand has a unique program to help achieve those aspirations. It's the Prime Minister's Pacific Youth Awards, which recognize excellence and outstanding achievement by Pacific youth in New Zealand. The award comes with an internship, and this year's winner has chosen to spend that time with the New Zealand government here in Hawaii. Asena Tolangamaka joins us this morning. Aloha, thanks for coming in. What made you want to come to Hawaii for this?
Aloha. Oh, why wouldn't I come here? That's the question. In all honesty, though, it's part of the program puts you here. So I had no choice, but in saying that, I've had a remarkable time so far, so I'm very grateful they chose Hawaii.
So the links, though, New Zealand and Hawaii and Pacific Island culture, something certainly you feel being here, yes?
I said this to someone this morning, but I honestly felt very at home. As soon as I got off the plane, it just reminds me so much of Aotearoa, New Zealand, the vibe, the people, the multicultural dimension of it all, the food. So I've had a blast just feeling very at home.
Oh, it's good that you feel it at home then. So you grew up in South Auckland, and for those geographically challenged, that's on the North Island of New Zealand. But it's an area demographically relatively young, large Maori and Polynesian population, lower income than other parts of Auckland itself. You've helped set up a program there called Navigators of Success to increase opportunities for young folks from that community. Talk a bit about that.
So Navigators of Success is aimed at Maori and Pasifika. When I was a part of it, what we did is targeted high school and tertiary students, and a lot of them came from South Auckland, and a lot of the initiatives I'm part of are targeted at people from South Auckland because I'm from South Auckland. And if I speak on my perspective as a Pasifika woman growing up in South Auckland, sometimes you see there aren't as many opportunities and there's a lot of unused potential that goes on. There's a wealth of talent amongst Maori and Pasifika, but the opportunities just aren't there, or the exposure of the opportunities just aren't there for our kids, our youth. And I'm so passionate because growing up there and being in a place like South Auckland, I know the talent that's there and I know how much that we can capitalize on it and empower and uplift those kids so that they don't have to experience what you just described, a lower socioeconomic region. Sometimes it's not the best and more overrepresented and a lot of negative statistics over there. So initiatives like Navigators of Success, the University of Auckland initiatives like Dream for Nōtanga Camp, New Mentoring, the Mates Mentoring Program, all of that stuff that I also have been a part of have been, a lot of the people who have gone through that have been youth from South Auckland.
And you describe an experience really that is shared in other communities where advantages are not necessarily as common as they may be elsewhere. And you use a word that gets used a lot, which is empowerment. How do you empower people? What have you found effective in your experiences as a young person yourself, but helping other young people?
So I talk about this a lot, and I'm a product of empowerment. So the initiatives that I've been through, the opportunities I've had, and that's what I think empowerment is about for not only Maori and Pasifika, but youth in general. Empowerment is providing our people with opportunities to succeed, and success is measured in a lot of different ways, and it's subjective to who that person is. So what success to me can look very differently from another person my age and from the same background. But that's what I believe empowerment is, and that's why I've been a part of a lot of initiatives that provide these people with opportunities, and you give them these opportunities, and what they make out of it is their prerogative. But that's empowerment. It's like that saying goes, you give someone, is it a fish, they eat for a day, you give them a net, they eat for that whole year. And that's empowerment, is giving someone the opportunity to succeed. Whether or not they do is up to them. But I think that's where the discrepancy is between a lot of different youth in different places, the discrepancy between the youth in South Auckland will be that they won't have these opportunities or they won't know about them, and that's just as bad. And then the discrepancy between youth in, you know, higher socioeconomic regions is that the opportunities are vast and plentiful there at their fingertips. And the reason why I know that is because I grew up in South Auckland, I still live there, but then all my education has, I've been fortunate to have the opportunity to study in a lot of elite institutions. So I got a scholarship to go to all girls high school in Auckland, and that's one of the top high schools in New Zealand, and that's, and this high school is performing well globally. So that's why I can safely say that I know what I'm talking about in terms of empowerment for our youth. And the reason, the way that I see that is through opportunity, because I'm a product of that.
You know, you mentioned in terms of education, and you recently graduated from the University of Auckland with a dual degree in law and arts. Good combination. You're going to be working with the Auckland Council, the local governing body there. What interests you about government, and what do you hope to achieve?
So as I was talking about the experiences I have with growing up in South Auckland and going to an elite high school, is that this, I was exposed to the deep inequalities in my society. So what I thought would be the best way to kind of help to create solutions for this was through government, and whether it be local or central, at this graduate role that I have at Auckland Council is a way to help or to begin to achieve that. And I don't know how or where to begin, but that is the path that I know that I want to go through Auckland Council and the policies and how it affects not just one person or one community, the entire region, and then nationally, because it is the biggest city in our country.
So if you come back to Hawaii in 5 years and we have this conversation about how things are going, what will you have hoped to achieve?
Well, hopefully, I don't have these specific goals. My kind of overarching goals is to positively impact wherever I go. So hopefully through Auckland Council or whatever opportunity I have, I can positively impact what they're doing, because I know that it will have a domino effect and impact everything else. And that's what I'm trying to do with this award. Like the trip to Hawaii was a bonus, but I'm trying to show through my example that someone like me, who grew up in South Auckland, who grew up in a place where, you know, gangs and crimes was very prevalent, can work their way up and be on the Hawaii public radio station. You know, what's stopping you?
Not a thing for as far as you're concerned, for sure. Asena Tolangamaka is the New Zealand Prime Minister's Pacific Youth Awards winner for leadership inspiration. She's doing an internship here in Hawaii at the New Zealand Consulate. Thanks so much for coming in to see us.
Aloha nui loa.
Aloha nui loa. And mahalo.
And mahalo.